The ethanol producing company Greenfuels agreed with the villagers that it would fulfill social responsibilities and provide irrigated farmlands, and promised that livestock would not be confiscated and pay compensation for lost land. The company returned to negotiate with the villagers on Friday as ongoing land disputes and other challenges prompted the government to stop buying ethanol from Greenfuels. With more than 100 million liters of ethanol unsold, Greenfuels felt it could not afford not to address the issues. Greenfuels General Manager Graham Smith said the firm had lost 18 months of business and retrenched over 1,000 workers for non-operation.
I can't put a value onto it because we don't have a fixed value for our ethanol. But in terms of volumes of ethanol produced, it's basically 18 months of production at roughly 4.5 million to 5 million litres a month. So we're talking in the region of 80 million litres of ethanol or fuel that the country hasn't benefited by. At the same time, obviously, we haven't received that income, and consequently the investors and the lending institutions have had to bail us out to keep us going. And we have a huge asset on the ground here. We have 9,000 hectares of sugarcane available to reap and produce ethanol, failing which we will have to try and find alternative sources and what we can do with this.
The company meeting with company representatives, villagers and local government representatives concluded with the company addressing villagers' major concerns, including a promise that livestock will not be confiscated or sold at auction by the company. Headman Phineas Nyankwakwa is upbeat about the discussions on Friday, saying they are a step forward. He says the new deal with the firm would ensure more cooperation and relationship.
We want irrigation to sustain the people here. It is drought-prone this side of the country, and an irrigation scheme from Greenfuels would go a long way to alleviate the problem.
Chisumbanje villager Elisha Moyana says he hopes the deal will mean that development may be forthcoming. Lawmaker for the hosting the project, Chipinge South Member of Parliament Meki Moyana, says he is optimistic that the agreement reached on Friday will ensure the community will benefit.
We want social problems to be addressed first, and as a sitting MP, I want that to be fulfilled. The correlation between the company and the villagers is very important for survival of this project.
Clarice Maduku of the Platform for Youth Development, an organization that works for the rights of the people and villagers in Chisumbanje, says he is happy they have started dialogue. Maduku says the firm has to ensure the villagers' expectations are fulfilled for the good of the project.
The committee we have now is very progressive, which is good for the project. We are happy there is progress as we are starting to speak to each other, which we did not do before. There has to be cooperation between investors and local people for us to achieve what we want, which is development.
Greenfuels spokesperson Lili Mungani says she is also pleased about the resumption of dialogue.
Monday is about the continuation of dialogue, but I'm happy there's consensus that the project has to be given priority so that we are able to retain its social benefits.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Chisumbanje, this is Lloyd Amoyo.